for joining us pretty late on the Patty V Show. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, hosting with Hannah Stanley tonight. And Hannah, so far we've covered a lot of ground already. And yes.
All over the place.
And I'm kind of excited because this is kind of a surprise for my mom.
I'm excited about this, too.
Because my mom came home a few months ago. She said, Patricia, I have someone you must have on your show.
I only call you that when I'm
Patricia?
Mad at you.
No. Okay, it's a whole thing about growing up. She can't say Patty. I mean, she can. It's just unfortunate the way it's. But it's Patty, like when you go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Patty. Well, Patty. Patty is Spanish. Patty is Spanish, Antonio. I haven't introduced you yet, but I must let people know that one of Chicago's quickest rising stars is in studio with us. He's very young. We're fine with that. To be so talented and young.
And he's precious and adorable and handsome.
All of that. Antonio Duca. Am I saying your name right?
Yes, that's right.
I don't want to get anything wrong because my mom, you got his name wrong.
You got it wrong.
She saw you perform at an event, and I know that you perform all over the city. People have seen you on the series Empire, dazzling people with your voice, as my mom was absolutely speechless. She could not stop talking about you. So tell us, where did you grow up?
You flatter me. I grew up, well, kind of all over the place, in a suburb called Park Ridge and a suburb called Glenview.
We're familiar.
Old Irving Park in Chicago, right? With my mother. But right now I'm living in Northbrook with my grandfather, who is with me tonight, Frank Fernandez.
Hey, Grandpa.
Yeah.
I don't know if he likes that. I don't know if he likes Grandpa Frank.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hey, Frank. I'll call him Frank.
Yeah, I always say, he's my maternal grandfather. If you can't tell, just check the hairline. Mine's going there, too. So,
Yeah. But he's handsome. He's handsome like you. You're good.
He's a dapper man. Yes, yeah. Dashing.
Yeah. Don't tell my son that that's the way it works.
No.
It's going to go that way. So when did you start singing?
Man, I started singing probably around 5 or 6 years old. I discovered I loved music around that age as well. I found an old Sinatra CD in his basement when he was cleaning up. And this is where we lived in Harwood Heights, right? Yeah. And then we went to a restaurant called Biagio's, and they have open mic, and they had a keyboard player. Someone got me up there to sing, open my mouth. People liked it. It was received well. So I'm just like, hey. So
at 5 or 6 years old, you did an open mic?
Yeah, I was
singing?
A little kid on the bar. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. And I always say in my gigs, as a little quip, I always say, you know, it was hard as a kid before puberty trying to sing like a chain smoker.
No kidding. With a whiskey in his hand.
I know.
Did you ever go up there with like a glass of orange juice?
Yeah,
you know?
That's the novelty. So... Yeah, I've done that.
Or apple juice. I think that would be more whiskey-like. Yes.
Close. Yeah. Ginger ale. Sure.
Ginger ale,
something.
Yeah.
Something to do it.
Yeah.
So did you study singing, or have you always kind of by ear been able to pick up and run on your own?
Yeah, for the first several years, it was by ear. My like knowledge of music theory is pretty rudimentary. Like if you give me like a staff, like, you know, I can pick out the note, just give me some time. But anytime I did take any form of lessons, it was more of a coaching in high school. I was doing the variety show, and so the choir director Marty Servatka, great man, referred me to another vocalist named Bill Prokopov. And with him, he kind of just like, you know, for the number I was doing for the variety show, he would just kind of like, you know, go over it with me. But besides that, to get to the crux of your question, it's been by ear, and I'm learning as I go, and I take tips, and I'm constantly learning. So it's just an experience.
And you are now in college. What are you studying?
Contrary to popular expectation, I'm not studying music. I'm actually a psychology major. I am minoring in business and creative writing.
All that's good, right? For an artist, all of that is good.
That's the net to fall
business,
on.
Business.
Well, not only that, it's not even just, right, Hannah, it's not just a net to fall on. If you do, you know, pursue or decide to, you know, chase your dreams, having, you know, this is something that performers don't get, is having some business sense is important.
Yeah.
Psychology is important because understanding your audience, kind of having patience with them, getting how the brain works and how music impacts people.
Yeah.
All those, you're doing all the right things.
Business... hundreds and thousands of performers would be like, God, I wish I had business background.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish I had a business background. my mom wishes I had. That's why now I know why she likes you so much.
Well, it must be all talent because you've done very well for yourself so far.
Maddie, so. I'm hanging in there. I want to know how we can let people find out where you're performing and how they can hire you. You're home all summer between semesters.
Yeah, I got out May 9th and I'll be back in school mid-August.
Mm-hmm.
So... in that interim, like, we just, it's word of mouth. We have business cards with emails and phone numbers. Facebook, there's a page there you can follow. We post all the events. I'm working on a website, so that should be out this summer. And yeah.
Facebook's where people are doing a lot of their gigs now.
Promotional.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, and I got a Twitter too. So, you know, for the 40 followers I have right now,
well, let's work on that. Follow him. What's your handle?
Follow me. So I'm at an allegory story.
An allegory story?
An allegory story.
Aw. Yeah. I love that. All right. Let me allow my phone to do a Facebook Live video so that we can do this live and people can follow on my Facebook
page.
Sounds good. I'm Patty Vasquez. You can see Antonio Duca performing live in the studio. When we come back after, we're going to talk a little bit more because I want to find out more about you and talk about being on TV and with all of those things. You are listening pretty late, and we are thrilled to welcome in studio Antonio Duca. Here he is. What are you singing for us, by the way?
Embraceable You.
That's going to be awkward. He's literally young enough to be my son. So, I mean, if I had a kid when I was 12, you know what I'm saying? Here is Antonio Duca with Embraceable You.
Hello, everyone. Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love the many charms about you, above all, I want my arms about you. Don't you be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you. I love all the many charms about you, above all, I want my arms about you. So don't you be a naughty baby. Come to Papa Doo, my sweet embraceable. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow, that's Antonio Duca.
Yes.
We're getting it from the 30301. Antonio has a beautiful voice.
That is an understatement.
Let's talk a little more when we come back with Antonio Duca. Follow him on Facebook. His Twitter handle is
An Allegory Story.
An Allegory Story. More with when we come back. And Hannah Stanley is co-hosting tonight. More in a moment on 720 WGN. People always ask me, how do I get on your show? Well, you got to go through my mom, Hannah Stanley. That's how you get on my show.
That's how I'm here.
I'm just saying. saying. She saw a young man performing at an event. His name is Antonio Duca, and he's in studio with us. He just sang a lovely rendition of Embraceable You. Joining me in studio is also Paul Farvar. Hannah Stanley is hosting tonight. I just have to say, you're hosting too.
Sitting in with. I'm sitting in
with. You're co-hosting.
I'm co-hosting.
Okay, I like we'll that. Paul, can you please hire Antonio for a bunch of gigs? Let me turn your mic on. Would you like that?
Yeah, that would be good. Okay, I would love to if I had the opportunity. I will. I mean, I heard the voice. It was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Super cool.
No pressure.
But
yeah,
on a side note, if you need a guitarist or a djembe player.
I'm not hearing many djembe players on a Frank Sinatra tunes.
I am available as well. Oh, you know what? There's always a first. You know, people made jokes about rock and hip-hop combining, and then look what happened.
Absolutely. Always looking for good musicians. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. He's open to it. Now, you write some of your own music, too.
I have written some originals. One, I was fortunate enough to have arranged for my high school's orchestra, and I did that for the variety show my senior year. And it was, you know, one of your typical sappy, you know, love songs, all emo and whatnot, but it was such an experience.
Did you say all emo and whatnot?
All emo and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
The tortured teenagers. But here's the thing, is that, like, you know, I always joke about that. We have a singer-songwriter named Tess Considine, who I've known since she was 15 years old, coming on the show. She's now in Nashville going to school. And, you know, I used to tease her about it. But if you remember, when we were in high school, like, you know, being in love or being rejected was like the end of the world. Yeah. So I don't know why we make fun of teenagers.
No, there's so much angst.
Oh, gosh.
It's just It
feels like forever.
That's the introduction to it, because you never know anything like it before you hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
it's
like,
great.
This is, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You know, it feels permanent. Everything feels permanent.
Stands still.
And sometimes it is.
Sometimes, yeah.
And then 20 years later, you start a podcast called Singles Only.
Yeah.
And,
try to work
you
out your issues.
Single for,
yeah. Yeah.
So that's your future.
It's not your future. He's getting his. By the way, Paul, before I forget, my mom wants me to go back to law school, and I blame you for that, just so you know.
That's also something that can happen to you as well.
Right, exactly.
You have so much ahead of you.
You can start all over. Are there gigs that you like doing? I mean, you know, there's one thing to like keep getting work, but is there something that you enjoy? Like, you know, I'm guessing like you do weddings, you know, senior homes, because they love that music.
I mean, that's their era, right?
You're right.
And both of those, the weddings and the senior homes, they're both very rewarding. I actually made a Facebook post recently, and I made this long post saying how when I first started it, you know, it was all about, you know, doing the music, just, you know, getting these gigs. And then you start talking to these people, and especially at the retirement homes. And it's really touching. And, you know, I remember I closed the show with My Way. And this couple who they're still married, they're in this home together, and they lost their son. He died in an accident, I believe, and that's the one they played at a funeral, and they were in tears, and like that's a really powerful moment that I'm fortunate to experience, because I feel like a lot of I think everyone who's around this age should get a little dose of that to appreciate, you know, people who have been there. I mean, look at this old man to my left over here.
Grandpa Frank, look at him.
I was like, Paul? Okay.
I am leaving now. That's my cue.
Standing to my left. But
I was like, come on, buddy. We were about to join a band and revolutionize music, and then you call me an old man.
When did you start gigging? Were you like, 13, 12? How old was Grandpa Frank getting you out there on the boards?
Professionally, it was around 14.
Yeah.
We were taking gigs at, it started off with restaurants because, you know, I was, you know, the background music and stuff. And when people, you know, noticed me, they started giving me more job opportunities. And then I started working at, not working. I would guest appear at a place called Fitzgerald's in Berwyn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great venue.
And he took me there one night. And, you know, I would say we're a good dynamic duo because I'm a little shy sometimes. I love to perform, but he's the brash, you know, he's meant to be the promoter. And he looked at me and he said, some slurs in Spanish that I won't, you know, little cuss words, and, you know, that's how we communicate. But he looked at the big band that was playing. It was a John Burnett Big Band Orchestra. And he was a radio host, and He had this wonderful band that I never thought I'd get the opportunity to play with a band, because one, to hire him for a small venue or a gig, you know, that's money and space that I won't usually have. And he told me that you will be singing with this band, I promise you. And I said, you're insane. And so, lo and behold, you know, in a couple months, he talked to the band leader and he gave me a shot. And I went up there and people liked it, and he had me back every month after.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
See?
And it's been 2 years now that I've been going to that band, and they've changed leaders, and, you know, and that's also great because you get those relationships with those musicians that you're going to need further down the line.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it's been so much fun. And because of Mr. Burnett, he actually got me the contact with a man named Rich Daniels, and that's how subsequently ended up on Empire.
Yeah, how did you like being on Empire?
That was everything that happened to me, I'm always shocked by it.
Right?
I'm just like, you know, and when we went to the casting agency, we went downtown.
And she's tough.
Yeah. I mean,
Claire
I
Simon's
heard these
tough.
After, and I'm glad
yeah.
I heard them after.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because I would have been like freaking out.
Yeah.
So I walked.
Took me 20 years to get back in with her, just so
really?
You know. My first audition, she goes, you don't know how to read. And,
oh, yeah.
And then I got on Chicago Med three times, but
hey,
or Fire
see?
Or something like that. But mm-hmm. you got to keep showing up. So you didn't know,
right.
which I love that.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
she's
like,
terrifying.
I come in and then like there's a bunch of these seasoned, you know, classically trained actors and vocalists, and I'm sitting down,
oh my gosh.
And I had like my pocket watch and a chain. I thought it was cool, like when I was 16. I had,
it
like,
is cool.
Chain coming out, right?
What's wrong with having a pocket? I love that.
You know, see, I kind of thought it was neat. So I was sitting there, and then everyone was going in, like the, you know, like dead men walking, just going in there.
Yes.
And then I didn't even have my proper headshot. Like, that's how really unprepared I was. And I went in there, and they gave me the script. It was, they were looking for a part to play. It was going to be a guy at a nightclub who sings there, and he's going to introduce a future star on the show. It was Jamila Vasquez. Everybody, believe it, I don't want to butcher her name. Fantastic on that show. And so I went in there, and so they asked me to sing a song. I remember I sang The Very Thought of You.
Oh.
And then I ran the lines. And then I grew up with him, so I got the Latino accent down. And then they said, thank you. And then that was it. And then 2 hours later, we're on the way back home. We got a call in the car. And it was supposed to be, you know, directed towards my grandfather. That was the number that they had. And then he had it on, like, Bluetooth speaker. And then, like, they said, okay, so we want him back. And so I'm just like, ee! And then he's just like, okay. Nice. All
right. Right.
Cool. We'll give you a call. And so
he's all,
he's all
playing all cool,
yeah.
aloof. Sure.
Yeah. And so then we went back there, and it was such an experience. There was a set downtown. It was like a bar restaurant. He's actually an extra in the clip
sure.
that I was in. He's sitting at the bar. And I went to CineSpace and I recorded their Sunny Side of the Street. And then they used that for the clip, season 2, episode 4.
Isn't that nice to have?
Yeah.
And also, and when we, after, before you go, I'll talk to you about some, do you have your headshots yet?
Yeah, we actually have
okay.
some stuff I can
all right,
send
I was
to
say,
you later.
But yeah, well, not for me, for the agents. I want you to be listed with everybody. I know people. I know a couple people. Like, there's some really good agents.
Sorry, so I got him. You know.
He's got a guy. Well, everyone go to Antonio Duca's Facebook page. You can follow him on Twitter at my allegory story.
An allegory story.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Ooh. Was that me or you?
Oh,
that
was you.
That was me, apparently.
You're fancy.
Oh, my phone wants me to go to follow you right now. I shall go to there.